Twitter briefly stops users from interacting with Trump election fraud posts. By Alam Bokhari on December 14, 2020. Twitter temporarily blocked users from interacting with posts from President Donald Trump claiming the election was stolen over the weekend. Users were prevented from replying to the tweets or pressing the like button to indicate their approval. This measure was later reversed by Twitter, according to reports. Via The Hill. Twitter on Saturday prevented users from liking and replying to a series of tweets from President Trump in which he repeated claims that he won the election and that the race was stolen from him, though the company later reversed the move. In three separate tweets Saturday morning, Trump responded to the Supreme Court's decision to throw out a lawsuit from Texas aiming to nullify President-elect Joe Biden's win in Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Trump cited the dissenting opinion from Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito expressing their view that the court is obligated to hear interstate disputes. "I won the election in a landslide," tweeted President Trump. "But remember, I only think in terms of legal votes, not all of the fake voters and fraud that miraculously floated in from everywhere. What a disgrace. Who is a worse governor, Brian Kemp, of Georgia or Doug Ducey, of Arizona? These are two Reno Republicans who fought against me and the Republican Party harder than any Democrat. They allowed states that I won easily to be stolen. Never forget, vote them out of office." Twitter placed a warning label on both of the tweets, telling users that the claim is disputed. After initially being prevented from liking or replying, users must now click through several steps in order to retweet them. This is a similar level of censorship that Twitter has been applying to the president's tweets since election night. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.